For the purpose, critique, and review, educational purposes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast is now presenting the fakey casem.
Or the post conversation. That's where IMWC Chronicles and me and Jersey Mike.
And this is Jersey Mike. We're ready to talk about fakey casem.
Yeah, because what we're trying to do with that is recreate what you would hear when Casey Kasem was doing his countdown.
The top 40 with Casey Kasem all across America.
And America top 10.
Yes, people loved him.
Loved him and still love him.
And they always will.
And I mean, he was part of our life growing up. And this is the way we're paying tribute to him, just because I want to.
Of being nerds, our memorial to one of the iconic
people. It is. This is our way of paying memorial tribute to him every week or every other week.
Exactly. You know?
All right. So our first track, you picked it, Rihanna. Where have you been?
How can you go wrong with the princess or the queen of Barbados? The way she just flows and does it all. She's just incredible. And it's good to start out, I think, something with her because she brings modern hip hop / whatever else you want to call it into performing. And she is beautiful to look at.
And, I mean, I was not really into Rihanna, but when I saw her do her live thing with Paul McCartney and Kanye West for that, I can't remember the song, 6 Minute song, I can't remember what it was called, but she is a hell of a live singer. That's where I nerd on that. That is so cool the way she sings. She sings like weird comparison, I know, Aretha Franklin.
Just a modern version of a twist of an old...
Just so much soul and so much dedication
soulful,
to the vocal.
Two different people, two different entities, two different lives. But I'll tell you what, it's music and it brings us joy, which we're doing to you.
And then I picked Belinda Carlisle's A Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Hey, growing up, how could you not want to look at Belinda?
1986, she was the lead singer of the Go-Go's. This was her first solo outing. You know, I mean, I love the way that song starts out. It has that a cappella and then you hear that... kind of jump, dump, snare drum, and it builds up. It's just like, bow, bow. And I'm not going to do the air guitar, but how can you not love that?
Especially being a nerd, 16-year-old guy at the time, saying, wow, if I can't have Madonna, Belinda Carlisle will do just pretty good.
Second banana, yes. Her hello nurse, you know? All right, now the next one, number three that we put in there, Bob Dylan's Queen Jane Approximately. You don't seem to be a Bob Dylan knowledge person. Tell me why. What was this?
Just watch television. I love Bob Dylan's rolling in, they call that...
like a Rolling Stone?
Yeah, Blowing in the Wind.
He did Blowing in the Wind.
That, like a Rolling Stone. There's certain times in your life that you cannot not get away from Bob Dylan and the way he did his freedom. Yeah. He was just like, how do you want to say, no insult to anybody, but he had that... hobo/travel-the-American-tracks feel to you. And sometimes your mind just wants to be set free with no responsibility, no thinking, too much of the hit me with the internet, the friggin' technology, the social media, people, blah, blah, blah. You just want to be free.
Because I knew a friend of mine back in Oregon, named Tony, he's the one that got me into Bob Dylan, admiring and respecting what Bob Dylan can do. And I knew eventually I would be plugging Bob Dylan into our BU5 countdown, but I didn't expect you to bring it up.
I love Bob Dylan when you get to that point to whereas you just want to be free. Like you said, like Rolling Stone, the man has so much country/rock soul of America.
That's very well put. One of my favorite songs is Positively 4th Street.
Oh.
Because there's that a friend of mine, my friend Tony, showed me in that song, there's a line that goes, you know, it's good to see you, but if I were standing in, I wish you could stand in my shoes because you don't know what a drag it is to see you. I love that line. I've tried to tell other people about that lyric line, but they just don't wrap their brain about it. Again, I wish you could stand in my shoes so you wish you could see what a drag it is to see you.
Sometimes some people just have culture they just don't project and they just like certain things.
Yes.
And that's what happened with Bob Dylan. He's an old soul to the heart that sometimes just comes and frees you.
Never-ending tour. And in tradition of what I'm trying to do, it's like we do a zag somewhere else in the countdown, so you're not expecting what's going to come up. That's when I threw Shakira, Hips Don't Lie, in there.
Now, that was a good version because you got a little bit, I think, of reggae/the island feel. Her belly dancing.
You do.
With a combination of a little Egyptian in there, it seems to be. and that gypsy culture.
Yes.
Shakira, wow, you really do not lie.
And I like the music video for that. Oh. Besides seeing her dance, at the same time, it's not one of those videos that's just keeping, that just doing all this flash at you. I'm not having an epileptic seizure. I can watch it.
Going back to Al Bundy, those jugs were from Biggins. Oh,
Biggins Magazine. All I gotta say. All right, and then finally, Axel F. Harold Faltermeyer from Beverly Hills Cop.
That brings up the one scene that you gotta love in that with the cigarettes, where he's hanging off the back of the truck and the cigarettes were stolen, yes, going all over, trafficked from the mob. All good soul Detroit / Beverly Hills, California, the mixture city to, you know, to the rich and yes, stuff. It's just, oh.
And Judge Reinhold, his character that he played in that movie after coming off of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, playing a detective, and then it, when they go into the bar in that movie, ladies and gentlemen, Gerald Ford's here! And they're like, what the heck?
Axel Foley.
I remember, because when that song actually did go number one, it wasn't getting a lot of airplay. And a friend of mine heard it in a news bumper commercial as they were playing it. And that's how it actually, it was definitely one of those songs that snowballed.
When you were booking bands and managing them, did you ever come across him at all?
Harold Faltermeyer? Yes. I wish I did, because wow, eventually he, as I was reading on the internet, he eventually did a few more years here. He went back to Germany to raise his kids, be with his family, and he did a lot of work there. So, I mean, he's still alive. Yeah. He's still popular. Harold Faltermeyer. So I was wondering, pick a song, something that I found that was not normal here. I found the extended version of Axel F.
Oh, wow. Sweet way to end this.
So here it is. Ba, 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 ba. This is the extended version, 709, from the 12-inch vinyl version of Harold Faltermeyer doing Axel F.
Beverly Hills Cop.